Democrats avoid abortion, pro-life leaders sign blueprint for post-Roe America. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 24, 2020. While Democrats made little mention of abortion during their convention last week, many pro-life leaders have signed onto a blueprint that seeks to lay out a roadmap of action items for a post-Roe America as the Republican National Convention gets underway. Despite the fact that the issue of abortion was ignored during the Democratic National Convention, it represents a clear difference between most candidates vying for office. Students for Life Action, SFLAction, President Kristen Hawkins said as her organization released the blueprint for a post-Roe America on Monday. The blueprint seeks to provide a path forward for those who want to build a culture of life for families, she explained. Pro-life sentiments will not be enough to transform our culture to fully support mothers and their children, born and pre-born, Hawkins continued. It's up to the pro-life movement to lay out a roadmap of action items for the future that can be taken at all levels of government, from federal to state, to the local level. The blueprint's goals include reverse Roe v. Wade. Pass legislation that will advance a post-Roe America and will curtail the expansion of the abortion industry, such as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, and the Dismemberment Abortion Ban. Promote adoption and foster care reform. Support pregnant women on campus. Encourage family-friendly work-friendly employment through legislation such as the Family and Medical Leave Act. Defund Planned Parenthood and its allies in the abortion industry. SFLAction is setting a goal of holding politicians of both parties, at state and federal levels, accountable for their votes. Signatories of the blueprint include author Charlotte Pence, daughter of Vice President Mike Pence, Christina Bennett, co-chair of Pro-Life Voices for Trump, Kelsey Hazard, president of Secular Pro-Life, Teresa Bukovnik, founder of Pro-Life San Francisco and board member of Democrats for Life, and Sissy Graham Lynch, communications advisor for Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Lila Rose, founder of Live Action, and Abby Johnson, founder of And Then There Were None. In fighting the horrors of abortion, we oppose an industry harming women and their children. But we also embrace an approach to help them reach their potential through loving support and proactive policies, said Hawkins.